The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Anybody out there love being outraged or agitated or anxious? I was thinking about this. It's just like, you ever have that feeling in your life? You remember, it's like the blood boiling feeling of being like outraged at something or angry or anxious. Notice though, that it's super rare that Jesus ever seems to display any of those qualities, like really ever. It happens a little bit. The only time, the only example that is ever really even ever brought up is when he turns over the money changers' tables. You know, he had this righteous anger in that particular instance. But one of the things that you notice is that he seems to always be calm, you know, always be level-headed and always be steady. You look at all of the different scenes in the 3 years of his ministry, and he's constantly displaying that character. He's never freaking out. I mean, you just never see him freak out, right? There's no story of like, and then Jesus freaked out on the disciples. It just doesn't ever happen, right? And a lot of the time in our own life, I spend next to no time on social media. I have like some social media accounts, but myself and my closest friends spent almost no time on social media. And you know what? Those that I'm the closest to in that circle of friends are some of the least anxious people that I've ever known in my entire life. Probably the very least anxious is my best friend, Bobby, who has never even had a social media account. Not like even one of those where he signed up for one and then deleted it. Never even signed up for one. Not one of them, ever. And he's one of the most, you know, one of the least anxious people I've ever met in my entire life. So sometimes these things are almost like in direct relation to each other. You know, one of the reasons why that's the case is because the culture that we live in seeks to tell you that everything is an emergency. They use the titles, clickbait, right? So they're giving you a title that makes you like, I need to watch this because if I don't watch this, I won't be informed and I won't know this thing that's so important for me to know, like right now. That's basically the lie, right? Because all those people I know who don't watch those things usually have a calmness and a very low level of anxiety. We have to be really careful about it. It's another trapping, potentially, those things. Think of those in the monastic life or those who have lived lives and separated themselves from society in the first place. Kind of removing ourselves from that circle in this present life is almost similar to doing that. It's like to cut ourselves off from something that's going to be like the source of like feeding. Remember, they call it things like the news feed, You know, it's just like, oh my gosh, most dangerous thing I could think of is a news feed. It's just like feeding your brain with these things. To be Christ-like, we use that term a lot of time, to be Christ-like. And then St. Paul gives this unbelievable introduction in his letter to the Corinthians about whether we're like afflicted or nervous about something like that, or whether we have courage, or whether we're consoled by the Lord. Either one of those things is really ultimately for our benefit. But the biggest thing is when we look at Christ and he's teaching his apostles about how to live. You know, to be Christ-like, look at his example. Are we actually doing that in our life? Are we living out the Beatitudes that he preaches on the Sermon at the Mount? And if in fact we're being persecuted against in our life, and in many ways the church is, and we can be as individuals, you know, whether it's in our own homes or because of our faith, or who knows, even in our workplaces, even in our families. Those things, you know, blessed are those who experience that. You know, it's not an easy thing to accept, but it's actually a promise that the Lord gives us. He's just like, you know, blessed are you who are persecuted for me, for my sake. And so it's a part of the Christian life that we have to accept. But we notice that, like, the way that he functioned in the world was really free from all worry. He never walked around worried about things. Why? Because he absolutely trusted in the divine will of God, the absolute providence of God, you know, because in fact he was one with him. And again, that's what we always seek to do, especially after the Feast of Corpus Christi. Again, when we receive the Lord, that's the same thing that we're seeking to be. We're seeking to be one with him. And if we're one with him, you know people in your lives who are truly like led by the Spirit, that have such a closeness to God that they just don't seem to be all that worried about things. And sometimes you get mad at them for not being worried about, how could you be so calm right now? That kind of thing, you know? Well, maybe their example is a little bit better than our own outrage or agitation at that moment. My dad is kind of one of these people. He just doesn't get his feathers ruffled that often. And I've noticed he has an unbelievable steadiness and closeness to God. And so there's a lesson in just being like Christ in the way in which he functioned as a human person and amongst his disciples. He's very free from worry, very free from anxiety. But there are trappings in the world that draw us into that. And so we've got to be really careful about letting ourselves do that. And I told everybody who was here on the Vigil Mass on Saturday, I go on retreat this afternoon for this week, and Father Brent will be there as well. And so it's a silent retreat. You know, one of the reasons we do these canonical retreat as priests is to effectively remove ourselves from these things for a week, you know, to cut ourselves off from electronics and from being fed with all of these things that create anxiety in our life, so that, again, we could always remember to focus on God and to push things out of our life, to be silent enough to be able to hear him in the noisy world of our life. And so that's what we seek to do, to live truly a Christ-like, worry-free life. God bless you all.